Chapter 9. Where's Amos?
That was a delicious dinner,
Edward said, leaning back, patting his stomach.
Are we going to finish our game of chess? Grandfather asked.
Edward pushed back his chair.
Afraid not, James. I'm too tired. And I have to be wide awake to beat you. In fact, he said, rising and stretching, I'm going to bed. I need to be at the zoo bright and early.
He gave them all a half smile.
I don't know if I'll get much sleep, though.
Jesse glanced at Henry. It was too bad that Edward couldn't sleep because of worrying. If they could only do more to help. They all went to bed shortly after Edward had turned in. Violet, however, couldn't sleep. She gazed at the big yellow moon outside her window and hoped the animals were safe. She tossed and turned and hit her pillow. It wasn't fair that Edward, who was such a wonderful man, had to put up with trouble at his zoo. At last, Violet drifted off into a restless sleep. She dreamed a huge van hauled all the animals away. And when they visited the zoo, it was quiet and still. Not a bird whistled or a lion roared. Not one animal remained. When Violet awakened, sunlight streamed in, and she heard voices from the kitchen. Leaping out of bed, she dressed and ran downstairs. Jesse laughed, handing Violet a glass of orange juice.
Good morning, sleepyhead. You're just in time for breakfast.
Violet smiled.
I'm sorry I wasn't here to help.
She was glad that she had only dreamed that the animals had disappeared. After eating oatmeal and toast, the Aldens cleaned the kitchen, bought groceries at the store, and chatted with Grandfather, who was working in the yard.
How do you like these red rose bushes I planted? He asked.
Beautiful, Violet said.
Do you want us to do anything? Henry asked.
No, Grandfather answered. I'm happy when I can dig in the dirt.
He straightened, rubbing his back.
You run along to the zoo. I'm sure Edward needs you more than I do.
Suddenly, Violet stood on her tiptoes and kissed her grandfather. They were so lucky he loved them. So the Aldens left for the zoo, hoping there would be no more trouble. Today, they'd have fun looking around. But when they saw Edward, he was standing by the seals with Pat, and both of them had grim faces.
What now? Jesse murmured.
Hi, kids, Edward called, then turned back and studied a list with Pat.
Violet's heart picked up a beat. Fearfully, she glanced around, but all the animals were in place and seemed happy and content.
You two aren't smiling,
Denny said, not smiling himself.
Did another bad thing happen?
Yes, it did, Edward answered. I went into the storeroom where we keep expensive animal food and diets.
He shook his head.
Most of it is missing.
Oh, no, groaned Henry. Some animals, Pat explained, her forehead wrinkling, have special diets. Others need expensive vitamins. And it's all gone. Our storeroom was ransacked.
What can we do?
Violet questioned.
Do you suppose your grandfather would drive you over to Bridgeport and you could pick up a few items at the pet store? Pat and I have to stay here.
We'd be glad to, Henry responded.
There's no rush, Edward said. Enjoy the zoo this morning, and this afternoon you can buy the food.
Oh, good, Benny said. I wanted to say hello to Amos.
Pat smiled and handed the list of pet foods that were needed. I don't know what we'd do without the Aldens, she said, squeezing Jesse's hand. Jesse smiled at Pat. Edward was lucky to have such a good worker. Then her smile faded. At least, she thought he was. Surely Pat couldn't be the guilty one. For the next hour, they wandered around the zoo. They watched the seals as they dived and played in their pool.
Remember the bad shape the seals were in when their pool was drained?
Violet said. Yes, they look much healthier today, Jessie said, pleased at their antics. They moved on. The panther, sleek and black, sat and stared at them. The birds gave them a noisy greeting, and the elephants swished their tails and raised their trunks. The children laughed as they watched the animals enjoying their playfulness.
Can we go to the monkey house now?
Benny coaxed.
Yes, we've saved the best for last, Violet said, walking toward the chattering monkeys.
A monkey swung by one arm from a branch. Another carefully peeled a banana and ate it. They jumped from the trapeze to the trees, and it was hard to tell one from another. Benny, his eyes following each one, tugged on his ear, puzzled.
Where's Amos? I know exactly what he looks like.
Well, he's probably hiding behind those rocks, Henry answered, chuckling. Don't worry. He'll come out when he wants to. Benny watched more closely. Amos's tin cup lay on the ground.
No,
he said in a choked voice.
He isn't in there.
Jessie, Violet, and Henry joined Benny in trying to spot Amos. They knew how much Benny cared about him.
Where could he be?
Benny asked. Maybe Pat took him out for an examination, Jessie said reassuringly. Sadly, Benny shook his head.
No, maybe someone has kidnapped him.
We'll find out right now, Henry said. They hurried out of the monkey house. Henry spotted Edward by the lion house. Edward, he called, running to meet him. Is Amos being examined? Edward appeared startled.
Why, no. Isn't he in with the others?
We can't find him, Henry said. Could he be hiding? Edward hurried over to the monkey house and scanned each monkey.
He's not there, he said calmly. We'll start a search, but there's no way he could have gotten free.
Benny's lowered lip trembled.
I knew it. Someone stole Amos. He'd never leave his tin cup behind unless he was snatched up before he could grab it.
He reached in and grasped the cup and hugged it to his chest. Then he put it in his back pocket. Jessie stared at the monkeys. If anything happened to Amos, she knew how sad Benny would feel. Where could the poor little monkey be?